presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
July 30th, 9 o'clock America, New York. Payments companies don't mind if you buy generic. Credit card payment growth is outpacing debit cards for Visa and MasterCard, but that isn't yet an indicator of consumer stress.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
July 30th, 8 o'clock America, New York. Corcoran on methodology and the minimum wage. Regular reader Kevin Corcoran sent me another email that's worth posting as a standalone blog post. Here it is.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 30th, 8 o'clock America, New York. J.P. Morgan is building a giant travel agency. Need a 5-star hotel room or an extravagant safari with that checking account? J.P. Morgan wants to book that for you.
Marginal Revolution.
July 30th, 721 America, New York, Nashville, Snitch City. In Nashville, complaints about vague code violations can be made anonymously. The city gets fine revenue. There are a mix of black and white, poor and rich residents, and newly gentrifying neighborhoods.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 30th, 530 America, New York. Automakers expect car sales to defy economic gloom. A backlog of customer orders, dealerships' low vehicle inventory, and shoppers willing to pay higher sticker prices have all led to a string of profitable quarters for most global car companies, and are fueling optimism for profits in coming quarters.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
July 30th, 5:30 America, New York. Climate package would give green energy investors a lift. Clean tech and renewable power stocks got a boost with the proposed $369 billion Senate Energy and Climate Spending Package, and investments in nascent tech are in line to benefit even more.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
July 30th, 5:30 America, New York. Crypto prices crashed, but true believers are holding on. A divide is growing between investors looking to make money and those who believe in crypto's mission.
Global economy.
July 30th, 5 o'clock America, New York. We've never seen anything like this. U.S. retailers compete to clear stock. Walmart and its rivals resort to aggressive price cuts as high inflation hits demand for goods.
New York Times Business.
July 30th, 5 o'clock America, New York. Why don't many hotels install carbon monoxide alarms? 3 carbon monoxide deaths at a resort in the Bahamas called attention to the dangers of the odorless gas. In the U.S., where it often takes multiple poisonings for hotels to install alarms, a debate about detector policies has been intensifying. Pavel Murkowski with a portable carbon monoxide detector at his home in York, PA.
New York Times Business. July 30th, 5 o'clock America, New York. As inventory piles up, liquidation warehouses are busy. Consumers are buying fewer discretionary goods and returning more. To clear their shelves, retailers are selling to liquidators at steep discounts.
Daily FX Market News.
July 30th, 4 o'clock America, New York. Crypto week ahead. BTC, ETH bull run resumes post-FOMC meeting. BTC hits 6-week high. BTC and ETH are increasingly tackling higher resistance levels. BTC July gains could top 20%.
Marginal Revolution.
July 30th. 355 America, New York. They modeled this. We demonstrate that individuals who hold very strict norms of honesty are more likely to lie to the maximal extent. Further, countries with a larger fraction of people with very strict civic norms have proportionally more societal level rule violations.
BBC News Business.
July 30th, 139 America, New York. Train strikes. I cycled 33 miles to get to a gig. Many people's travel plans have been disrupted, but some aren't willing to let train strikes get in their way.
Marginal Revolution.
July 30th, 038 America, New York, the case against the sexual revolution. The author is Louise Perry and the subtitle is A New Guide to Sex in the 21st Century. Definitely recommended. Here is Louise's brief summary of part of the book's arguments.
New York Times Business.
July 30th, 001 America, New York. Europe's race to secure new energy sources is on a knife's edge. A long-term switch to more renewable sources has been overtaken by a short-term scramble to stave off a crisis. Countries like Germany are bringing back coal-fired electric power plants or delaying their retirement.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 30, 0000 America, New York, America's new energy crisis. How did this happen, and what will it take to fix it?
BBC News Business.
July 29, 2216 America, New York, train strike set to cause widespread disruption. Birmingham's Commonwealth Games and the kickoff to the football season are among the events affected.
Global economy.
July 29, 2015 America, New York, Esprit bets on economic rebound with ambitious global comeback. Chief executive says the worst may be over for fashion retailers despite soaring inflation.
Daily FX market news.
July 29, 2000 America, New York, Australian dollar outlook, US dollar gyrations dominate AUD. The Australian dollar rollicked through the week, with CPI coming in high but below expectations before the Fed and US GDP decimated the US dollar, lifting AUD, USD.
BBC News Business.
July 29, 1947 America, New York, how Singapore is turning multi-story car parks into farms. The densely populated Southeast Asian island nation imports more than 90% of the food it consumes.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
July 29, 1935 America, New York, Hoover's video on price controls. It's based on my article. Here it is. I think the people at Hoover did an excellent job. Zero comments.
Global economy.
July 29, 1700 America, New York, pawnbroking surges in UK amid cost of living squeeze. Sector also boosted by crackdown on high interest lenders.
Daily FX market news.
July 29, 1600 America, New York, how current markets will impact traders. Daily FX analysts give their expert predictions and their 2022 Q3 forecasts to help you with your trading strategy and analysis, minimizing risk and maximizing returns. Predictions are analysts' oaf.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
July 29, 1337 America, New York, nudged into the oncoming lane. Behavioral economists Richard Thaler and Cass Sunstein are known for advocating a sort of paternalistic libertarianism. The basic idea is to nudge people toward more rational behavior through non-coercive means.